My precious Daniel boy.
Set phasers to stun, as in Austin.
Set Dan's to Blam. Ooh, Black Betty Dan Blam.
Ooh. Set phasers to gay. Happy Pride.
Setting phasers to gay, Captain.
Weirdly, they were already there.
Sir, the Romulan warbird is saying we're daddy.
Incoming Klingon twinks.
And here are the Ferengi to make sure that we have ace representation. Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
I always thought that bar in downtown Missoula, Faruqi's, I always felt like that was owned by a Ferengi.
Faruqi's Ferengi.
A Faruqi is Ferengi.
It's actually kind of racist for us to say the name Faruqi.
And you...
I guess? I don't know.
Is it?
I haven't met a Ferengi yet. I haven't watched that much Star Trek.
Well, they're capitalist.
The show's
so
coming back, guys. Cameron and I have been recording new episodes. We're going to bring back the meh generation.
You sneaky sneaking a promo into this sacred podcast time.
I know that our one listener is going to be really excited.
It's me.
But, yeah.
I listen to it.
I know. My beautiful boy. Well, Austin, I don't know how you did it, but it worked. You finally got Elon out of Doge. Good job, buddy.
Well, it's the weirdest thing. You just dangle a thruple in front of that guy, and he's like a homeless guy in the 30s smelling a pie on a windowsill. He's like lifted bodily by stank lines.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, Stephen Miller losing his wife to Elon Musk is... Man, talk about a rock at a hard place. Well, like that woman's got just bad taste all around, but still.
Not to be Page Six, but did Stephen Miller lose his wife to Elon, or did he lose his wife and Elon?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, come on. You don't get to be that vehemently anti-queer unless, you know, come on.
Unless, you know, you've tugged on a few weirdly shaped Elon penises.
Mm-hmm. And who hasn't been engaged in a ketamine-induced sex party, right?
I bet if you lick him, he's like one of those Amazon toads that gets you high.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, he is within 100 miles of me right now, less than that. According to Elon Jet Tracker, he touched down in Missoula, and I have it on good authority that him and his entourage have taken over Paws Up.
Which one's that one?
Paws Up is the really nice resort that's about 30 miles outside of Missoula.
Oh, I just thought that was like a dog hotel or something.
You know, I thought so too, but it's like, you put your paws up like you're a bear or some bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you're resting.
It's a resort, but the gimmick is like all the imaging is you're the bear coming to our cave for a bit of honey.
No, I mean, like, that's where Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig went after wrapping Cowboys and Aliens. It's like celebrities go there all the time.
Okay, so it's on their radar as bougie in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. I have a friend who works there, and they were warned that a, quote, controversial figure will be staying with us.
You'll have to be more specific.
I know, right? So, yeah, he's
turns out it was just Andy Dick.
No, this is a weirdly Andy Dick is a neonatalist.
Yeah, he seems
not
like...
enough children. We need more kids. But
oh
the
God,
way
when
he says
it, my skin crawls.
I know. It's got a totally different.
It's got a
context.
Completely different. Well, it's got the same context. It's just you know.
Yeah.
You can't.
Our population Andy Dick can't disguise the context.
On a million little me's running around.
Oh, God. What else is in the news?
What else? What else is in the news?
Ooh, taco. Remember taco?
Trump always chickens out.
Yeah, God. What a great... Oh, that was a nasty question. Like, I love the moments when he is informed that men of industry think little of him.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always just, like, who... I mean, it's true, but it's almost like they're trying to bait him into the apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bet you won't bomb Russia. Which just won't be scared.
Yeah.
You want to die in nuclear hellfire?
That's pretty good. It's pretty good, Austin.
Yeah, you know, we've never come closer to doom than Trump's ego being bruised by an acronym.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the second most scared he's ever been of a taco. I think that...
What was the first time? Dan, tell me the story.
Oh, yeah. Just remember when he posted about the Mexican food from Trump Tower? The best tacos come from Trump Tower. Remember that one? He didn't eat that. He just got McDonald's afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine a Trump-hosted white people taco night?
I unfortunately, Austin, my mother made tacos growing up.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're there. And you're there.
So I can... Love a lot of things about my mom. Miss a lot of things about her. I will be honest. She could
sometimes,
she baked one thing and she could cook about three that I really liked, and everything else was
she'd
so.
She'd put paprika on the side in case people didn't want it spicy.
It was so aggressively, yeah. That those tacos were so bad. They were so bad. Oh God, I hated them. Thank you for going on this healing journey with me about.
Yeah, did that resolve some core emotional wounds?
Sure didn't.
Did it open
tore
up
them open like scabs.
Yeah. Yep. Bleed, you fucker.
Aw.
Yeah, psychically bleed.
Psychically bleed? From my eyes?
From your soul.
Mm.
Your eyes are just the window. That's a common misconception.
Ah, sure. So you're telling me that when you take my picture, my soul is not
now
trapped in
that
picture.
A little bit of the soul come out, yeah.
A little bit of the soul come out,
if you didn't
right?
have eyes, but all the soul would come out.
Only analog. Digital pictures, nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't show up on those anyway.
Well, that's just because my skincare routine has become so flawless. Look how glassy.
You're like that tape you can put over your license plate that blurs it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, speaking of license plates, I signed up for my motorcycle certification training class to get my endorsement. Yeah.
Now, be honest. Is it? Because you want to do an Akira?
It's because I want to do an Akira.
It's because you want to do an Akira. You want to go to the big psychic blob.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, no. On Friday, I got a new tattoo. I signed up for that class. And I went skydiving for the first time.
Oh, you did that.
I did do that.
So you went skydiving. Have you gone Rocky Mountain climbing?
You are the fifth motherfucker. And I swear to God, guys,
yeah, that's
learn
one of those.
Another Tim McGraw song.
Well, it's on Tim McGraw for not making another song that references time, the skydiving.
Yeah, that's fair.
And have you been on a problematic horse lately?
It's a bull named Fu Manchu.
That's not what I was asking.
No, I have not been on a problematic horse. But to be fair, I haven't seen Ann Coulter in years. Unfortunately, you know how you think about something for like 20 years and you really want to do it and then you do it and you're disappointed?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this was not one of those things,
okay,
and I've signed
yeah.
up for the class, and I'm going to go skydiving again until I have my license to get
okay,
to do
so
it
yeah,
myself.
it was a complete band move.
Oh, yeah. This is a new addiction. It was, unfortunately, lived up and exceeded the hype, and I will share videos with you when I have them.
Okay.
I paid extra for the video package.
Okay, yeah.
It was... great. The guy that I jumped with, he had 9,000 jumps. My cameraman had like 13,000. They were pros.
They go every weekend. God.
Oh, they go every day. You know, they go all the time.
Well, I guess if you do it for work, it's just.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're constantly jumping. Great, great folks. Pretty affordable too. It was only $280.
It's worth it. For like an experience.
I paid extra for the video package, but. I know what the answer is going to be, but I'd love for you to do it with me sometime. I think you'd enjoy
maybe.
It. Yeah?
It's one of those things where I think I can do it on the ground, but when I'm up in the air, I get so scared.
I promise you'll be okay.
I get so scared.
Like, statistically, it's safer than...
safer than the moon landing than today.
It's safer than getting in your car, frankly.
Well, I get in my car very dangerously.
Austin, move that barbed wire aside.
I installed that shark garage.
No, it was... the gal told me, you know, at the front desk, she goes, if you think you'd like it, you're going to love it. If you think you wouldn't like it, you're going to hate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever done indoor? You go to Vegas all the time.
I went twice, but I do rub it in your face every time I go.
Yeah. So, have you done indoor skydiving?
One of those indoor wind tunnels?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, when I do, it's like my mini flaps sort of create like a parachute of their own, and I end up, you know, rocketing to the ceiling.
Yeah, many.
And then Cirque du Soleil won't leave me alone because it's like, we have to use you in our new act.
And you're like, please, Cirque du Soleil, I am but a man.
Cirque du Soleil, stop calling me.
Stop fetishizing me, Cirque du Soleil.
I'm a human being, Cirque du Soleil.
No, I think you would enjoy it. Honestly, you know, it's 10,000 feet. So
okay.
Here's the beauty of it, Austin. You're clinically depressed.
That's true.
If anything goes wrong, guess what? It's over.
Oh, you're saying it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. That's the thing for me. I'm like, either I have an adrenaline-fueled time of my life or it's over. That's it.
Well,
that's it.
Or you have an adrenaline-filled time of your life and then it's over. If you think about it, that's just, you know, the carotene goodbye with extra steps.
Yeah. No, it was wonderful. When you're here
or
to
I could
see
just give
Weird
myself
Al,
the carotene goodbye and save a couple $100.
When you're here to see Weird Al, I will treat you to it if you want to do it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
I think you could do it. I think you could do it. I really think you could. You'll be all right. Trust me.
Wait a minute. You're just trying to get me on.
I don't want you to do it at all, Austin. It would make me so unhappy to do that with
you. Don't you reverse psychology me, you son of a bitch.
I would be furious if you started doing something that I enjoy as well. Skydiving's my thing, so you stay away from
it. Now I want to do it because you said you didn't want me to do it no more.
You stay far away.
Well, it's just that you say, now I got to go skydiving.
That was the beat. That was the beat, Austin. That's where you'd put the music in.
Oh, no,
like,
I got one more bit. I got one more bit before the beat.
No, the bit's over. This bit is over. This bit is over. This bit is over.
Fucking debutante. This one take diva over here.
Yeah, I'm like Sinatra in the 60s. I'm a menace on set and people keep hiring me.
You're deeply closeted?
Was Sinatra gay? Who was he gay with?
Sammy
Davis Jr.?
Probably.
Oh, I bet that was hot.
I bet they had sex, yeah.
Oh, you want to write some Rat Pack fan fiction with me?
It'll be the toast of AO3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, finally, the Dean Martin ex Sammy Davis Jr. fans are going to get fed.
I'm going to try and write out the weird way Sammy Davis Jr.'s voice was phonetically and get in trouble.
No, nope. And oh god, not Peter Law. Was it Peter Lawford? I'm trying to think. Yeah, he was. He would have been considered part of the Rat Pack. Yeah,
yeah.
Joey Bishop. That's who I was thinking of. Joey Bishop.
Yeah,
Joey Bishop
yeah,
was the ugliest
tips.
One. Yeah, Joey
tips.
Bishop was the ugly one. But yeah, I bet Dean Martin and Peter Lawford went at it. They were both real tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Rat Pack fan fiction coming this fall.
Rat Pack fanfic.
Mm-hmm.
Rat Is that part of your Winter Soldier fic. Activation phrase? It feels like it.
I don't think so. One of these days you're going to activate me, but it's going to be when I'm in studio with you, and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted at all.
No. Well, but see, you know, my Winter Soldier is not here to kill. He's here to slay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll just do your world famous drag performance.
Yeah, I'll boots the house down. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Pride, Austin.
Happy Pride, one and all. You there, boy, what day is it?
Why is Pride, Queen?
I haven't missed it. The spirits were right. Go to the costuming shop and bring me the biggest feather boa they have.
And Scrooge came to his nephew's house about 3 hours later because he got on sniffies and every cruising spot on the way. His heart didn't grow that day, but something else was gaping
else
by the
did,
end.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was too much. That was too much even for me. I regretted it as soon as I said it. And like,
yeah, would you like
Scrooge
to make a formal
obviously
apology
a power
to the...
He's obviously a power bottom. He was obviously in love with Marley. Yeah. Yeah, he was.
That's really what wrecked
his marriage.
And who's
that young demon twink over there in the corner? Why, spirit, that's me. Right. 'Twas me and my partner Marley when we worked at Fezziwig's Leather Bar.
Oh, that okay. Yeah, that checks out.
I'd go to a camp Christmas Carol.
Yeah, just the it's a jukebox musical that works in a bunch of Cher songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, we need a more current diva than that.
Chapel Road.
No, a current diva, Austin. She is incredible, but she's yet to reach diva status.
She's not a diva yet.
She's not a diva yet. No, not she a doesn't diva have a deep. She doesn't have a deep enough discography. You need to have a song for every occasion.
Yeah,
you know, you have to. Like, she is a gay icon. She's not yet a gay diva.
Not yet a diva. Okay.
Right. You know, Gaga's barely there. You know,
yeah,
Gaga has become a true, you know, a diva icon. You know, the Cher's gave way to the Madonna's, gave way to the Britney Spears and Gaga's.
Okay. So there's sort of a liminal period between Gaga and Roan.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Gaga really fills in the gap, but you know, Mariah Carey's in there too, and there's the Celine Dion devotees, and obviously the Barbara Streisand devotees.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of them.
I'm learning so much. Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride, one and all. What are some other Christmas stories we could adapt? Obviously, Gift of the Magi.
Mm-hmm,
But instead of, you know, hair and the mirror or whatever, hair and a brush, and then... So instead, what would it be? It would be... a strap and a harness.
Okay, yeah.
I sold my harness. Okay, enough of that one. Look at my new tattoo.
A knife?
A kniff.
You are a knife. You've always been a knife boy.
I am, and now I'm advertising. It is... Listeners, this is like my biggest tattoo. It's like 8 inches long on my forearm.
Overcompensating much?
No, but it's based on my grandfather's knife. So I own this actual knife, and it's it turned out really good. It looks just like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was time for a new tattoo.
And does that what does that secretly communicate to the swinging community?
Nothing that I'm aware of, but I'm probably going to find out.
You're probably going to find out again. That's going to be fun for you.
Yeah. Well, an unsheathed knife means, God damn it.
Means you only want problematic relationships.
No, I'm, well, historically speaking.
You're a messy bitch.
Austin, you knew me at my messiest, bitchiest. Yeah. And I am in a similar situation as a newly single person, but it's much less messy because I'm not seeking validation in romantic relationship. I'm like working on myself, and
okay,
I'm just getting to know people now. And it turns
out, I hear what
out,
you're saying, and I need to sort of psychologically destroy you more. I hear
it turns
you.
Out that
I
like
that
people kind of like me. And they kind of have fun talking.
No, they
to
don't.
Me.
You're stinky. They tell me when they're done talking to you. They call me and they're like, oh, he's stinky.
Well,
he's stinky like a butt, they all say. Is that doing it for you?
No, not really.
Damn it. Okay, I need to up my game. It's been too long since I messed you up.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Better luck next time, ho.
How dare you call me a ho?
Actually, for the rest of the month, I can call you whatever I want.
Yeah, that's true. Happy Pride, everyone.
That was perfect. Is that enough time? Are we?
No, we've only been recording for 5 minutes. We got to keep it going.
Yeah. But that one was perfect though.
Yeah. So however we actually end it, just think back to that moment. Be like, okay.
Oh, that's where it was. Where Dan was about to say the F slur while Austin was saying Happy Pride. That was perfect. Yeah. Oh, Austin, you haven't done drag in a long time. I need to put you in a dress again.
It's you and Amanda that want to gussy me up all the time.
Yeah. Look at your boyish face.
Yeah, it's because I got not a wrinkle on me.
Yeah.
Well, I got just not where you'd expect. I pinch them all back like that Homer
your
Simpson
complexion,
in that one episode.
I spend hundreds of dollars on cosmetics to achieve 50% of what you got going on, my
buddy. That's probably why. Do they damage your face?
No. You should see me without it. I look like the Crypt Keeper. If the Crypt Keeper had just spent the last 10 years emotionally stifling himself to keep someone else happy.
My guess is it's like Afrin, right? Your body needs it just to be normal after a while. So after a withdrawal period, you'll return to this luscious and youthful appearance. Or maybe you look like old leather. Works. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Austin.
Dan.
Is Billings going to have any sort of pride celebration?
I mean, it does every year. And you know Billings, every time I go there and I'm like, I end up having a nice afternoon and I'm always like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, but there's always an exhale whenever I'm done going to it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there was a place to get shot at Pride, it's in Billings.
It's in Billings, baby.
That's their slogan. It's in Billings. So terrible.
And it's taken on an ominous tone lately. What, yeah, with all of us sharing the same nightmare of dark temples deep beneath the earth opening and unleashing their nightmarish cargo on an unsuspecting world.
Yeah, the Hellmouth, it's in
Billings. Yeah, the Hellmouth, yeah.
Yeah.
And I ain't no slayer. I do slay, as previously established.
As previously established,
I'm no slayer.
You do slay. No. He's got slay, but he's not a slayer. He can yeah. slay, but he's not a slayer.
Get out of our way, Weird Al. We're Weird Al now.
Weird Al's our one listener. What did I do?
He's such a sweetheart. He would.
He would. I saw somebody in DC is doing an all Weird Al drag king event. All Weird Al songs, all drag kings.
That makes sense.
They were like, Weird Al is camp masculine energy. The same way that like Chappell Roan, Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga are cis women who are doing drag. Weird Al is a man who's a drag king.
Yeah. Yeah. And Daniel Radcliffe in that movie is like, he might be the world's first cishet drag king. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Weird Al is a cishet drag king. Yeah.
I was saying Daniel Radcliffe in that movie where he plays Weird Al, but either one.
Did you see Equus?
Is that the one where he was a horse?
That's the one where he was with the horses. Just Google pictures from Equus real quick.
You want me to see his dongle, don't you?
I do.
You want me to
see
Happy
Pride,
you want me to
Austin.
See more Happy Pride.
Good night, everyone. A Secret Weapon production.